So Donald Trump has tried to have it both ways. He is ending the DACA program, the program established by President Obama that permits the Dreamers to come from out of the shadows to work legally. However, Trump delayed the implementation of the decision for 6 months, falsely attempting to show compassion. As a result, the 800,000 people now registered under that program can continue to work and will be guaranteed against deportation for the time being. This six-month delay throws the issue to Congress, a sop to those who argue that these people are Americans and deserve the same rights as the rest of us. At the same time, ending the program officially is something Trump's base wants. The rabid anti-immigrant base that is represented by Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the two senators who introduced a bill to cut legal immigration in half, a bill that Trump supports. One might ask why there is such a division on the merits of the DACA program. Back in 2010, the House of Representatives passed the DREAM Act, but the Senate fell 5 votes short of the 60 votes needed to cut off debate. The DREAM Act applied only to people who were brought to the United States as children and can prove they have lived here continuously for more than 5 years. They have to be high school graduates and never been convicted of a felony. In 2010, a minority of senators stopped this very reasonable proposal from becoming law. Because of the failure of Congress to act, President Obama established DACA by executive order. The Trump base and some so-called strict constitutionalists were apoplectic about Obama's alleged unconstitutional usurpation of congressional authority. And in fact, a number of state attorneys general have promised to sue to have DACA declared unconstitutional. But let's get real. Why is there such objection to the idea of embracing 800,000 law-abiding young Americans whose so-called illegal status is no fault of their own? These are productive people. Many have served or are now serving in the military. They are all high school graduates. Many are in college. Many are already working professionally. And they represent less than 8% of the 11 million undocumented people in the U.S. today. Unfortunately, the answer has nothing to do with logic or economics or simple justice. Despite the pleas from CEOs and experts, despite polling data that shows that a high percentage of Trump voters would prefer he not end DACA, this decision is all about playing to the worst of the worst in Trump voters and the American people in general. Throughout our history, we have had waves of anti-immigrant hysteria. First, it was the Know-Nothing Party in the 1840s, angry about Irish and German immigrants. Then it was the wave of anti-immigrant sentiment that led to us virtually closing the door on immigration in the early 1920s. In those years, it was Italians and Jews who were considered undesirable. The country is changing, and immigrants who have increased in numbers and as a percentage of the population since 1965 are a big part of that change. That year, the restrictive quotas, which had discriminated against non-Northern Europeans, were repealed. Today, Asian and Latino people are an increasing percentage of the population through births and through immigration. To those for whom Make America Great Again really means Make America White Again, cutting off immigration is seen as a way to slow the changing demographics of our country, changes that will make whites a minority within a couple of decades. Do not be fooled by the statements that these folks are only opposed to illegal immigration. The bill to cut legal immigration in half gives the lie to that assertion.